program originally scheduled for this time, WHDH presents the new young singing discovery, Cleve McGuire.
Hello, folks, I'm just a red-headed music maker. I come from Dixieland. I'm always writing songs all day long, singing them to beat the band. I'm always playing on some jazz contraption. I'm making music just for satisfaction. I'm happy, always glad, ain't never worried, never sad. So, hello folks, I'm just a red-headed music maker. I come from Dixieland. But I've got those singing songs all day long below. So, hello folks, I'm just a red-headed music maker. I come from Dixieland, but I got those singing songs all day long blue.
No, I don't think he's too...
Well, that song anyway, Cleve. What else do you have in your repertoire?
Well, I have Ain't Gonna Rain No More.
All right, well, I'll tell you, why don't you go ahead and play that, and we'll listen.
Oh, the night was dark and dreary, and the air was full of sleet. Well, the old man stood out in the storm, and his shoes were full of feet. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. It ain't gonna rain no more. But how in the world can the old folks tell? It ain't gonna rain no more. Well, a butterfly flits on wings of gold, the June bug wings of flame. The bed bug has no wings at all, but he gets there just the same.
I've got a lot more of them if you'd like to hear them.
No, I don't believe so. You're not the type of singer we thought you were, Cleve.
No, we're ready now with the regularly scheduled program that we had.
We have a regularly scheduled program for this spot?
Yeah.
What's the name of this here program?
Matinee.
Oh, Matinee with Bob and Ray, of course.
Well, it is.
Well, Green, are you going to pick up your check for that? He played about four notes.
Wearing earrings today, too.
Yes, and on him they look wonderful.
Adhesive-type earrings.
Band-aid-type earrings. What happened? Did you get your earlobe caught in the washing machine, did you, Bill?
That looks like one of the props I left down at Magnolia last week. If you haven't seen our little show, our two-and-a-half-hour show, you won't know.
The Bob and Ray Reptile Show.
Yes, three. A thrill every minute is our slogan.
Man-eating reptiles.
From the jungles of darkest Africa. It seems brighter in here today. They have new lights or something.
Something has gone on in here that was never on before. That's all I can see.
About all I'd say, too.
Yeah. Well, then, now then. I tell you what, Bob, for the sake of the program, why don't we listen to some real good music?
Some real good music?
Yeah. Well, no, let's have Ken and Bill play instead.
Well, okay.
What can we lose?
What's your first thing there?
Somebody loves me.
Oh, somebody loves
me. Oh, they're playing this for the first time ever on this program, aren't you?
I think it is. I think it's a new song.
I don't think it'll ever become a hit.
I don't like the title.
Thank you. over and over again. Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield ABC.
Always by Chesterfields. Now we present a new story, friends, that we think you're going to like.
It's for the first time on anybody's airwave.
Yes, it's a new type soap opera that will be continued from day to day. And it's called Link Larkin, Small Town Cop.
Call the police!
Don't look at me, I'm yellow.
We see Link seated in his 1938 Ford sedan behind a Coca-Cola sign, 6:45 a.m. the time, and he's waiting for speeders along one of our better-known highways.
Boy, I certainly hope somebody comes along here in a sleek black limousine and I can pitch him. Wait a minute, this guy looks like he's speeding by jiggles. Hey, wait a minute, hold up, steady. Where do you think you're going?
Huh? What's that?
I said, where do you think you're going in your
fire.
Sleek? Where's the fire?
Down the road a
Well, come on, let me go with you.
Okay.
Excuse me, Bob, that isn't going to
work.
That
doesn't sound very effective.
How can we get this guy involved in trouble?
I don't know.
How can we get him in deep oil?
We could have a holdup.
Well, no.
Hmm?
Well, all
the
right.
The town bank, Riversmouth Bank, could be held up.
Sure, all
Let's
right.
go down to Riversmouth.
The Riversmouth First National Bank has just been cracked.
Hey, we gotta fix that crack pretty quick, Joe.
You gotta
fall in on us.
You gotta, we'll be losing all our money.
You said it. Boy, it's been falling out there all morning.
I keep stuffing it back.
You stuffed a little in your pocket there.
Quiet.
Well,
you wanna get me in trouble with the
excuse
law?
Me, I didn't
excuse
realize
me,
that.
Anything funny going on here?
No, nothing.
Huh?
Nothing.
What's this money coming out through the wall for?
Is you know money coming out through the wall, eh? I didn't see that at all.
It ain't no monopoly money, I'll tell you that. It looks
By
like
George,
the real
you're thing. Right.
Push it back in, will you?
Okay.
But I'm going to take you down to headquarters to quiz you.
Yeah, huh?
I don't like your looks.
Okay. Wait till I empty my pockets here, and I'll go with you.
I'll turn my back.
Okay. You didn't see nothing, you know.
No, I haven't seen it. I just
anything you see
across.
Could be used against you, I think.
Excuse me, I think we've stumbled on something here, Bob.
Here, I'll help you over it.
Thanks.
Now, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, they're going to take you down and quiz you on this holdup here at Taub.
Oh, okay.
Come on down with me. I don't like your looks at all.
I'm ready to go. Will we get into your high-powered, sleek black limousine here?
Yes, a 38 Ford.
Having trouble starting it, aren't you?
It's the carburetor, I think.
Oh, I'll get out and try to fix it.
Okay, so long.
Bye. I'll be right back.
Oh. Yeah, you will
you
be.
Can trust me.
No, I can't. Once you go out that door, you won't come back. And so we leave, Link Larkin, small-town cop, hoping to return some future time.
You say you return tomorrow? No. No.
Oh, where are our commercials, Arthur?
We only have three today.
Only three commercials?
Second
well,
one
let's
we,
close
the second early. One we can make up as we go.
Let's let the help off early. Only three commercials. We'll get out of here at 1:15
Sure,
today.
We could end this show right here and now.
Listen, I have somebody, Bob. I was coming in on the subway this morning. And there was this young man singing in the back of the subway.
Is that the young man sitting over here so
yes.
patiently?
And I noticed a beautiful quality voice, I thought.
Is that so?
I figured that here was something that was shining under a bushel.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you take the bushel off
yes.
his head to find out
and
who
I
was?
Thought I'd invite him up here to let him sing on the radio, and maybe some scout is listening in. Particularly some scout from Troop 36.
That's good. I hope they enjoy it.
So look at young man. Would you come on up here at the microphone and
just
sing?
Just run over to that microphone right over there.
Good.
Will you swing the cameras over to pick him up, please?
And let the play begin. We actors are here for an end. Life is uncertain, but love is bound to win. So go find your mate while you may. Too soon the shadows will call, for someday the curtain falls.
Go ahead. Don't
do
let that.
We take always
you.
Do that.
Sure.
We always shoot our guests.
Part of the show.
if you are rich, if you are poor, it's all the same, I'm sure. When the curtain comes down, just go along doing your best, and you'll find peace and a rest. When the curtain comes down, what if everything goes wrong? What if sorrow comes along? Hide your feelings from the throng. Life can't always be a song. While you are here, try to play fair. You will be welcome up there. When the curtain comes down.
Will you come over here, young man?
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know why you dug that song up, but that's a real oldie, isn't
it?
Huh?
I had an awful time trying to remember the words and duck them bullets.
Well, that's just a little game we play with our talent scouts.
Well, it's
up
all
here.
Right, so long as it didn't hit me.
Yeah.
Just a little nick there.
Well, Bill, would you lend him a Band-Aid if
take
you got
it
any
off your ear. Yeah.
Tell me, how long have you been singing professionally?
Well, like this, you mean?
Like this, yeah.
Well, I've been singing like this for 15, 20 years or
you
more.
You have, huh? That, same way.
That little song there called Let the Curtain Go Up.
That's when the curtain comes down is the name of it.
Well, that's the last line.
Oh, yes, huh?
And so many of my friends always yell out when I sing it. Oh, it hit you on the head.
Sing that at parties. Singing at parties.
All the time I sing at parties, they know I'm there and they call on me. They know I have a swell voice.
Gee, you do. You have kind of a tear in your voice.
Yeah.
It's either a tear or a rip.
Yes,
I don't
know, it certainly was.
Which it is, but...
But I want to thank you, gentlemen, for giving me the opportunity to be heard.
That's all right. You're on the first rung of that ladder to success. It's a long climb.
Incidentally, I notice this ladder is pretty well greased.
Yeah. Also, there are a couple of rungs missing.
Well, I can hop over them little obstacles.
Sure you can.
In that case, I can hop over no obstacles.
Yes, and keep at it.
But thanks again, both of you,
we'll
fine watch, men, Hubbard Strump.
We'll... No... We'll
watch
your...
you have it strong.
No, we're Bob and Ray in here.
Oh, I see.
I think they're down in the next studio or something.
Oh, well, I better go down and look at them.
Well, okay. You look at
better
them.
Better not, come to think of it, I've just eaten.
Come up again, though, will you?
All right, sir.
And we'll watch your career with Bated Breath.
Well, where
and
is
he? He's right over here. All right.
Hello,
Bob.
Bated. Come in here and sit down and talk with us for a while. We
sure
haven't seen you. Do you still have your orchestra?
Still have the band.
Wonderful.
Music. Music with a bated breath.
You have had no trouble, call. Too,
no? No,
oh, you just have a cold.
No cold, no. No, nothing wrong. I feel fine.
You weren't sleeping close to a draft?
No. No, I wasn't.
You talk like this all the time?
All the time. Just this clear, mellifluous type voice keeps flowing out. You're
going
to ask me any questions, interview me, or right? Because if you're not,
oh, yes.
I'm going to leave.
So long as you're here, Bated.
Well, I got a mullet or something.
Well, wait a minute, Bated. So long as you're here, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
What did you say?
I said, shoot.
Oh, I wish you'd say that a little earlier.
All right, well, start it back on page two.
All right.
Are you going to ask me any questions or anything?
Yes, I certainly will.
I wish you would.
Well,
go ahead, shoot. Time is 1:15, and we welcome our West Coast audience.
Hello again, friends out there on the
part
coast.
Part two of Matinee with Bob and Ray.
Oh, land.
This is the commercial we're going to make up as we go along.
What commercial is that?
For the Park Lane. Rest.
Oh, yeah. The Park Lane, friends, where all America meets, and then goes somewhere to eat.
Over there at 214 Boylston Street here in the city of...
How do we get to Boston, Bob?
We're in Boston?
Sure. Well, 214 Boylston Street is in Boston.
That's all you need to remember if you're hungry.
That and the fact that they serve delicious steaks for $2. And it's a 1-pound sirloin steak.
It's thick and juicy.
And real good, thick steak, friends.
You
can hardly sink your teeth into it. You can sink your teeth into it and you
according
hardly
to the menu
to
I have
go.
Right here, they give you potatoes with it.
What's that, Bob?
Potatoes.
I don't know. Is that how you pronounce
that's
that?
That's so here, yes.
Fur potatoes. Well,
and Lettin' Tom Sal
goes with it too.
And they give you you have your choice of feed
well,
or
have,
succotash
or dressing too, don't you?
Dressing, yes.
That's what I thought. But anyway, friends, if you have a dinner engagement tonight, then why don't you take your engagement over to the Park Lane? And there you can sit in a beautiful, soothing, quiet atmosphere.
Oh, you can listen to beautiful, atmospheric music, too. In fact, we have some here.
All right, let's... Now, that's the kind of music you eat your steak to. That and
that's
the accompaniment...
That's steak-eating music, if I ever heard.
That and the bartender over there chews celery as you eat.
But he keeps in time with the music.
Oh, certainly. I mean, it certainly is harmonic enough.
Sure.
Excuse me, is there harmonics in music, Bob?
I think there is. There is a harmonic.
What restaurant were we talking about?
We were talking about the Park Lane.
Spell it, Bob. I want to write it down.
L-A-N-E.
No, the first part.
P-A-R-K.
P-A-R-K, L-A-N-E.
P-A-R-C-K, maybe.
The Park Lane, Sturley.
P-A-R-K-E would make it sound a little more old-fashioned-like.
Well, we don't try to give off the impression that we're...
Parky Laney?
No, it's just the Park Lane.
Restaurant.
The greatest restaurant in the Western Hemisphere. If you want to eat and eat good, go there and you'll be feeling good again.
214 Boylston Street, opposite the Public Gardens. If you're coming from the Swan Boat, be sure you pass through customs before you go into the Park Lane.
You'll be glad you went there. I'm pretty sure of that.
I was talking with a fellow who was walking out of the Park Lane just yesterday.
Oh, and did he have anything to say?
First of all, he had a very satisfied expression on his face.
He did?
He had that smile of pleasure.
In other words, you knew he just enjoyed a wonderful steak at the
Park Lane. That's what I thought. I went up to him and I said, I beg your pardon, sir.
Yes, certainly.
I noticed you've just come out of the Park Lane here, which is one of my accounts.
Yes, also.
Yes.
Fine place, certainly is.
You had the 1 pound steak, did you?
No, I didn't. I had their peanut butter sandwich.
How did you like it?
Very much. I liked it. Mm-hmm. What I liked about it was they left the crust on. See, I'm a crust eater.
Oh, I see. And
so many places they take the crust off, and it's pretty nerve-wracking to me. You can't set it back and say, put the crust back on.
No, of course you can. You've wasted 2 pieces of bread if you don't accept it.
That's right. Yeah, well, that's what I like about the Park
Lane. How did you enjoy the service? Was it all you expected?
Well, it was okay.
Good service?
It was fine service.
Uh-huh.
Would you take your hat off my arm, please, like that?
Well, I hope you'll come back again. I know you've enjoyed your meal here.
I certainly will. I'll be back again soon.
You've got a little peanut butter on your necktie there.
Oh, that's okay. I know that.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Did you know you had it on the back of your coat, too?
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, turn around. All right.
Thank you very much.
Well, that takes care of two of them.
Two
commercials.
Well, you mean we have a peanut butter commercial now?
No.
Well, we should have with that.
We have that doggy commercial at 129. But we could go over to Linda's house, I suppose.
All right, let's drop down and see Linda for a while.
The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely, written for radio by A. Carrington Lovely, starring Marcia Van Alshot as Linda, Sherman L. Sturdley as David. It's late afternoon as we look in at the small house halfway up in the next block and hear the clock strike 4, and Linda speak.
Oh, David.
Linda, we've got to have that clock fixed.
Either that or shoot Wilson. Speaking of shooting Wilson, I can't think of a...
That takes care of both of them.
From now on, friends, we'll have...
Linda, that sundial says 4 o'clock.
Huh?
I say the sundial in your yard says 4 o'clock.
I can't read it, David, my darling.
I took a special sundial reading course in college.
Bless you.
Which reminds me that the football season will be starting soon, and I'll be going to those games at my old alma mater, ICU.
Oh, yes.
Indiana Collegiate University.
Oh, yes, my darling.
I think we should raise our voices in song and sing our old class tune.
All right.
Can I join?
Why, sure.
All right. Pull down the shades for ICU. Pull down the shades for ICU. As your back goes passing by, I see you.
Indiana Collegiate University, rah, rah, rah.
Well, let's turn to our musicians, Bob, and call upon them again for their arrangement of
I'll have that for you in just a minute.
I can't read it from here, Bob.
You told a lie.
You told a lie, friends, is the next offering.
Thank you.
enjoyed it. I think something came off the organ.
That was our piano and organ team. Piano and organ team up from Schenectady.
We ain't no team.
And that's contestant.
And something fell off the organ there at the end. I heard distinct.
Monkey fell off.
I heard something, so why don't you go back in the organ loft and see what it is?
Monkey dropped his money container in his cup, yeah. Well,
thing.
You know, we haven't spent too much time lately talking over the beauties of Wonderland Riviera. We haven't said enough about it. We've just squeezed that commercial in today. We have a lot of time. I think maybe we could take a trip down there, don't you?
All right.
Over wide highways.
A colorful trip. We leave Boston through its northern artery. And, ooh, this is funny here.
We get into our glass-bottom boat and start out across this beautiful expanse of water.
Ah, we're passing down through North Somerville.
We look down through the glass bottom and see fishes swimming around.
And as
what else are they going to do?
And as we move across North Somerville, we come to Chelsea, where the natives are gathering in the hay.
Here on green pasteurized hillsides, we see natives tending their flocks of herd.
Oh, the flocks of sheep.
Flocks of sheep.
And cows.
And cows.
And pigs.
And pigs.
And as we move on through Chelsea, we move out to Revere.
We pull up our glass boat here.
Why?
And disembark.
In other words, friends, we get off the boat and come ashore. We stop and talk to a native.
Hey, where's Wonderland?
Huh?
Where's Wonderland?
Right over there.
Oh, that thing?
Right over there.
Okay, you mean I've got to go there?
You'll know it by the bugle call.
Oh, yes.
Which I think it's just about the sound.
Under pressure.
You'll also notice that the last two races of the series of quarterfinals of the $12,200 Wonderland Futurity Stake go to pose tonight.
Yes.
In two fast events over the sprint course.
You know, Bob, when you laughed at that, you'd think that you weren't interested.
I was very interested.
Well, read it as though you are.
All right.
Start
these,
again.
These two important... Yeah, the last two races...
Now, read it again, Bob.
The last two races of the series of quarterfinals in the $12,200 Wonderland Futurity Stake.
Now, what are you doing, Bob?
Go to post tonight.
No. You're not serious about this thing. I want you to be serious. Start again, Bob, please. That's the boy.
The last two races of the series of quarters finals.
Well, for goodness sake.
Yeah, that's $12,200.
I better read it
future.
Myself.
I think you better.
I think so.
Read it seriously now.
The last two races of the series of quarterfinals in the $12,200 Wonderland Futurity Stake go to post tonight in two fast events over the sprint course. Now, these two important races, plus three endurance contests over the Revere course and a featured ninth over the 5/16th mile distance.
Are these Greyhound buses you're talking
no.
about?
No. Add up to a Greyhound... I don't know, Bob.
We've never thought of that.
Wait a minute. Ken, do you know? Are these Greyhound buses?
I don't listen to you guys.
They just call them Greyhounds going to post.
Well, anyway, the Greyhound racing program that's a must for every sports follower will take place this very night. Now, here are the entries for the spotlighted night. Twilight Harmony, Young Timer, Charlie Chap, Happy Event, Stylish King.
Your necktie's on fire.
Oh, that's all right. Air Brakes, Color Wave, and Welcome Stranger. Post time, first race, 7:45. Daily Double closes at 7:30. And Revere is near, from Boston by MTA from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. Floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive. For an evening of thrills, go Greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland Revere.
All right, make way for the dancing girl. Harry?
Okay, Harry, let's hit it up.
Kick.
One and two and three and kick.
Now, you girls ain't got enough pep into this thing.
Why? Didn't sleep all night.
Well, I can't help that. This is a show. There's a lot of money tied up here, you know what I mean?
Oh, but I'm so tired. I can't dance around.
Well, see if you can put a little more pep into the thing, will you?
Okay.
Try it again, Harry. Take that cigar out of your mouth, though, will you?
Go ahead, Harry.
Go ahead, Harry.
All right, Green, get out. You're dismissed. You're through. Hey, incidentally, I want to speak to Bill about that. I don't like the way you've been playing the theme song, Bill.
I've had a lot of complaints about it, too.
I don't like to fire anybody in the middle of the week. I like to fire people December 24th, if at all possible. But I think I'm going to have to fire you before Christmas Eve this year, unless you buckle down.
Please, Mr.
Grove. Oh, I'm sorry. You remember we let you
You're
go once
done.
Before, and you had to bring your children in to get your job back. You'll
well,
have to
this
do that
time
again.
This time, that won't make any difference.
This time, we're going to be stern.
We're hardened.
Yes, Bill Stern. Here he is. With Reel One.
Have we got him
up here? Portrait of me.
Have we got him
up
here?
On a glossy piece of paper, you could have a portrait of me, Freds. Certainly.
This is a bogus Bill Stern.
Well, that's right. I'm not really Bill Stern, the famous sports man.
Bogus Bill.
I'll just play Bill Stern. That's all.
Well, oh, you don't have anything to do with sports.
Not a thing. You could lose me at a football field. I wouldn't know nothing about it.
Well, you had me fooled for a minute.
Reel Two, Portrait of a Champion.
Notice we have our jingles back today.
Do?
Yeah,
WHDH singing jingle.
Have one right after this program, so be sure and listen to that.
Well, yeah, don't tune out, friends. You'll want to hear it.
Then at 1:29, there's a USO spot by Norm Prescott.
Oh, is she going to read something?
1:35, Leo Egan is here.
Oh, she.
Oh, you're going to read.
I'm going to substitute for Leo today, Bob. I tell you.
And then you're also going to do Crooner's Corner.
Yeah. Well, I want it. You know.
You're really working today, aren't you?
Yes, certainly. Matt Dallas, Bob and Ray will be here again tomorrow at 1:00. Bill Green plays the piano. Hanson Ken Wilson at the organ.
Bing Crosby was impersonated.
Callie Burgoyne was our marksman. This is nothing because we have a jingle. I'm the same.